40,000.
I have a new
because
bet.
Now that's definitely
bet.
In your favor.
Bet. I have a new bet. I have a new bet. About college, or about Gophs.
I'm probably in.
That we're going to host college game day in the next 5 years.
Host college game day in the next 5 years.
Haven't they done that once already?
Nope. We've never had
They never have.
You have to have an important
How
game.
How much?
I'll do $500.
$500.
Next 5 years.
The next 5 years.
Sauce is thinking about it. Give him 30 seconds here. Sauce, what do you think? Next 5 years, college game day. It has to be on campus at the University of Minnesota.
And
Corey, think about the numbers, though. How many home
Who's
games do they
talking?
Get a year?
Nate, damn it!
So what is it, about seven games a year? So seven, it's 35 home games. Is one of their 35 going to be college game
day? Okay, next $500.
$500?
$500.
Yeah, I'm in.
Done, okay.
It's only $100 a year.
Yeah, I'm in.
That's ridiculous.
I got an Instagram back.
God, you're bad at gambling.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and our favorite listener is Lou Cove, and he is the number one Minnesota Gopher fan in the land. And Lou is feeling it tonight because the Gophers, I'm sure you haven't heard yet, Lou, because you don't have a smartphone. So I know you turned to our podcast for all your latest Gopher news. The Gophers beat Northwestern 38-22. They are 10-1. They are number 8 in the country. They are playing Wisconsin on Saturday for the right to go to the Big Ten championship game and to win the Big Ten West outright. Holy crap.
Row, row, row the boat gently down the stream. Touchdown Gophers. Everybody scream.
I don't know what I love more. Like, I love Chris. Like, I just love that he put that together and everything. And I love, despite absolutely nobody getting on board with him this week with his little rouser, that he continued to push it. I mean, that's definitely the salesman or the extrovert that is Chris Hockey, just continuing to, you know, he would pretty much every guest that came on, he was playing that little row, row, row the boat.
As we've learned from the Power Trip in the past, just run it into the ground and after a while it'll become very popular.
Oh my God, that was beautiful. And and then Corey was trying to play like the Viking horn and the goal horn and the
wild horn there. That was...
it was brilliant. So yeah, huge week for you, Lou. Good luck on Saturday. I'm sure Lou will be at Tommy's tailgate, even though Corey doesn't sound like he's gonna make it there. So well, let's get started. We're Tommy heavy in this episode, so let's get to the bets because that's all Tommy.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask I Power bet. Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right, so this bets update is nothing but Tommy. So I will tell you, I've said this multiple times on the podcast, I rarely cheer for one person over another when it comes to one of their bets. And I legitimately felt bad for Sauce this weekend because the guys were out in Vegas and every single one of these bets was coming in against Sauce. And it was like, I'm like, in the back of my mind, every time I was tweeting one of these out, I'm like, I really hope this is not taking away from Sauce's weekend. Because, you know, just, you're in Vegas, you want nothing but good news. You don't want any negative news. But I know Sauce hit at least one slot jackpot, and they were doing pretty good with their sports gambling. So I don't think in any way, shape, or form it ruined Sauce's weekend. So let's recap what the hell Tommy did this weekend. So first off, you got the game itself. So Tommy had the Gophers minus 13.5, and they did cover as they won by 16 over Northwestern. So that was $100 from Sauce. And with that win, it clinched the season-long bet that they had placed. I looked it up. It was actually way back on January 2nd. Tommy bet Sauce $100 that the Gophers would finish second or better in the West. And it wasn't a given until they beat Northwestern. And that guaranteed that either them or Wisconsin would finish 1-2 in the Big Ten West. So that clinched the bet. And you probably saw it. I had Blake Cashman do a cameo video for Tom, because a lot of the bets, you don't necessarily know who's going to win that far in advance. But this one, it looked like a pretty safe bet. The Gophers were going to win this this bet for Tommy. So I had Blake do a cameo, and Blake did awesome on the cameo. It was everything I hoped it would be and more. So
it was awesome.
That was really cool. And especially, you know, it stoked Tommy's ego when he was like, yeah, I follow Tommy and everything. So that was.
Do you have the audio of it? Can we splice it in here?
Absolutely. Here it comes.
Hey, this is Blake Cashman, former linebacker at the University of Minnesota. And I just want to say congratulations to another former Gopher, Tommy Olson, who also happens to be a fan favorite. Follow him on Twitter. I know everybody loves him. Tommy, congratulations, man. I heard that you won a big bet against Meat Sauce, a $100 bet saying that Minnesota would finish second or better in the Big Ten West. We're rolling right now. Row the boat, baby. Let's go.
So, yeah, that was awesome. And thanks so much to Blake for doing that. I love Cameo. I could really get addicted to Cameo. It's kind of fun. And don't be surprised if you see another Cameo sometime in the future to settle a bet.
Yeah, I think I need to get Mark McGrath to send you, wish you a happy Hanukkah or Merry Christmas.
Or if you ever need to break up with me and end the podcast, you can have a McGrath video do it.
That I've been keeping a list full of ways to figure it out, and I think Mark McGrath is now at the top of that list.
So those were the two bets that Tommy won, and then the speculation began to grow that the Gophers might get game day against Wisconsin. And so I was quickly monitoring Twitter, looking for any signs of what was about to go on. And then I was out running some errands, and I happened to come across a tweet from good old Justin Kanzemius that was a screen capture of the announcement that indeed the Gophers will be hosting College Game Day for the first time ever against Wisconsin, which means that Tommy won $500 from Meat Sauce that the Gophers would host game day. And of course, you heard that as the opening liner for this podcast, the actual bet being made. So, yeah, Tommy pocketed $700 on Saturday at the expense of Meat Sauce. And of course, took one step closer. You know, it's not zero, that national championship bet. And again, if the Gophers were to somehow win the national championship, Tommy would walk off with like $7,500. I believe, yeah, it's $7,000 between Meat Sauce and Corey on those two bets. So, wow, what a weekend for Tommy! Yeah.
Did they not cancel the national championship bet?
They canceled the $10,000 one, but not the 10-year ones, because Tommy had done the $10,000 to $100 for 2019 only against Sauce, and then they went ahead and canceled that. But the 10-year national championship bets are still alive. So,
okay,
and it's not zero. There's only 8 teams that are really mathematically alive for the national championship. I mean, technically that's not true, but there's basically 8 teams that have a chance essentially, and Gophers are one of them, which is unbelievable. So It's not zero, so we'll see if they can beat Wisconsin. It's going to get even more interesting. So good luck to the Gophers. Good luck to Lou, and that's your bets of the week.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends. It is time for the quotes of the week. And last week we just had a short episode, so we missed the quotes from last week. And there have been some of the best quotes of the year just in these last 2 weeks. And since there were so many great quotes in that period of time, we're going to do five instead of our regular three. And we are going to start at number five with your favorite former Gopher center, Tommy Olsen.
That's a lot of tequila.
Yeah, well, you know,
get after it.
Yeah, it was fun.
On top of whatever else you were hammering down.
You didn't get sick?
No.
Felt great. Really? Like, yeah. Oh, my goodness. You're a pro.
Well, it's tequila.
Right. I'm just good at it.
See, now, it didn't get a ton of love on Twitter, and I don't know if it just didn't get the right retweets or whatever, but just the fact that it's tequila, I'm just good at it, you know? I mean, that's a bumper sticker right there. That's a nice little bumper sticker quote right there.
Stay Fair t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, that's a nice little sleeper there. Well, spoiler alert here, there's going to be a lot of sauce coming up, and the first quote we have from him is at number four with meat sauce.
That wasn't yours, dude. You've completely put yourself in Corey's spot.
I just wish my penis would save a life instead of ruin a marriage.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, that was a good penis quote there by Mr. Meat Sauce.
Yeah.
We move to number three with Christopher Allen Hockey.
But I'm going to be washing cars. And probably in a thong with my big old fat gut hanging out of my little weenie.
You don't have a fat gut.
I got a big fat gut and a little weenie.
Wow.
Yeah, the ghost really liked that one.
Yeah, and Hockey did himself no favors last weekend. So 3 weeks to go, and yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there might be a couple thongs at that car wash on a couple dudes.
At least a couple.
All right. Well, it's time for the cream of the crop here. It's number two. It's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert.
You guys are mean. Everything you say about me, you make me sound like I'm some gargoyle that doesn't know how to do the sex. I'm well aware how to do the sex.
Quote of the week. There you go, Power Trip quote.
Hawk's doing your job for you.
I know, exactly. It's nice you're starting to point them out for me. Oh man, yeah, that's classic sauce. I'm well aware how to do the sex. that speaks for its own. Another bumper sticker quote there. All right, and at number one, it's more sauce with a quote of the year nominee.
You guys ever been in a thruple?
Unknowingly, yes.
The great Hawk laugh.
It was. That was a little hee-haw Hawk in there. And yeah, I mean, even Nick Swartzen liked this tweet. Also, JG quote retweeted this and said that this is the funniest line ever uttered in KFAN history. So,
like he listens praise. To every show.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Come on.
He's got the little kids running around in Edina there and, you know, Ugg boots and Tom Brady jerseys, but
zero yeah, chance that was podcast.
Zero. Oh, it's never zero. But yeah, those were some great quotes from the last 2 weeks.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. Well, this week in Your Thoughts, we are going to talk about some of the things that we are thankful for. So we did this last year, so I guess this is kind of our annual Thanksgiving tradition to just take a moment, take a step back, and reflect upon those things that we are thankful for that are related to the Power Trip Morning Show. So, Dave, I think we've each got five of these, and we may have some overlap here, but that's all right. Why don't you go first? Tell me one of the things that you are thankful for on the Power Trip.
All right. Well, I will start with my first one, and it is bad NFL media press conferences because because of these terrible you know, standardized quotes and very boring NFL coaches press conferences, it birthed the bit of the Mike Zimmer press conference bit every Thursday on the Power Trip Morning Show. Started just as a random bit, and it just gets better. And I know last week specific, man, Corey and Sauce and the guys just had some great ones. So I'm very thankful for generic answers at NFL press conferences.
Indeed, yes. It had a little train wreck factor to it at the beginning, and it has gotten a lot better. They definitely get me to gut laugh at a few of those. So
hell, we even stole the bit.
Oh yeah, well, we steal every bit. So it's hard to come up with your own bits, right? So
it is.
All right, well, I'm gonna start at number five with good old Corey Cove. And the thing that I'm thankful for about Corey Cove is the, shall we call it the lawyer or interrogating Corey Cove, whenever Meat Sauce tells one of his stories. So Sauce's stories are interesting. They sometimes are all over the place. They often, I would say more than half the time, need lots of clarification, and that's what Corey is there for. Corey gets to the heart of what some either important details that Meat Sauce left out or some unimportant details that Meat Sauce could have cut out of his story. But either way, Corey tries to clarify the story for the listener, and for that, I am thankful.
I was going to say, I think last year on your list was the Meat Sauce translator.
Yes, and it's kind of taken it to another level this year with the stories, and then having the Rubes call in to vote on whether or not Sauce should be allowed to tell his story. And so
that's just such a great bit.
It is awesome. So all right, what do you got next?
Number four on my list is AJ Mansoor quitting KFAN.
I know what you're thinking.
I'm not an anti AJ guy. But because of AJ quitting, granted it was only for 4 or 5 days, in 2014 it birthed the initials game. Initially called the AJ game. They played it on the last Friday that after AJ accepted a job at another place, and now it has turned into the hottest segment in the Upper Midwest or local radio. My God. I can't imagine the show without the initials game. You know, I can only imagine how much it's helped with the listenership of the show and finding new listeners. And just so much tension is built up throughout the week and all the drama and the, you know, the Meat Sauce throwing chairs and the rips on Parrish. I just love the initials game. So thank you, AJ, for quitting for those 4 days. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun game, and old JK47 is definitely starting to show that he's got something there. So it'd be nice to have Creasel on there every single week. On these stupid jobs, man, jobs just get in the way of everything fun. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my next one is just Twitter itself. So obviously, you know, Twitter birthed your bit, my bit, and a whole lot of other bits related to the Power Trip. I don't know, when we were putting together the wiki page, I don't know how many hundred Power Trip parody accounts we came
hundreds?
Up with. Hundreds? I mean, yeah, hundreds, Kevin Gorg. it's crazy. But, you know, the number one thing that I think I love about Twitter is even when something, you know, bad is happening, sports related, like, you know, the Gophers are losing or the Vikings lose a game or the Twins are derailing against the Yankees, Twitter makes the losses so much more fun and so much more interesting for the humor, the, you know, people jumping to all these rash decisions. And it just increases my enjoyment a whole lot more. It's a whole lot better than when I used to sit around and you'd watch a Viking game and they'd lose and you'd just be like, oh, that kind of sucks. And then you'd listen to a little sports talk radio about it and go on with your day. Twitter makes the whole experience so much more fun. And to all the people complaining about things or, you know, tweeting GIFs and all that, I thoroughly enjoy my sports viewing thanks to Twitter.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what we would do without Twitter. My God, that is a great one. I did not have on my list. Number three is the button bar. I'm yes. very thankful for the button bar.
Almost put that on my list.
Yes, it is. It is like a musical instrument. And really nobody plays it better, in my opinion, than Corey Cove and Chris Hockey. From anything of, Stanley in the Office to Morla the Ancient One, you know, it just fills those gaps in the show and it gets me to laugh every single time. So I love and really appreciate the button bar.
It's funny, too, because, you know, live shows, when you're there, they are a blast. And when you're not there, they're really not as much fun for the listener. And, you know, I tried to put my finger on it, you know, like, you know, are they doing a lot of like visual things that we can't see? And a lot of times that's not the case. And, you know, is it they've kind of completely rewritten the script because they're somewhere else? And that's not really the case because they tend to follow their, you know, their Fan Five and, you know, the Vikings news and the same bits and stuff like that. And it really, I think, is the button bar. I think because when they're live, they don't have the button bar. And so, like, when you're listening to the Vegas show or you're listening to the Duluth show or Detroit Lakes, you're not hearing all those button bits. And that really, really, really changes the vibe of the show.
100%.
So, you know, I think that's, you know, part of what contributes to maybe some of the live shows not being, you know, as interesting if you're not there is just the fact the button bar is missing. I can't imagine if they did like a show in the studio and just didn't play a button bar the entire show. I think it would sound weird, really. And so
yeah, who would listen to a show that doesn't have or a show or a podcast that doesn't have button bars, you know?
Absolutely. So yeah. So yeah, great one. That almost made my list. I think that was the last one I cut. So all right, well, my number three, I mentioned him earlier when we were talking about the initials, is JK47 himself, John Kreisel, the gentleman John Kreisel. Just a great dude. Absolutely, I love Fridays when he's on. I mean, this is a guy that volunteered for the Charts Challenge. He didn't have to do it. He was, you know, he's not one of the show regulars or anything, but because he was there on Fridays, and I mean, he's gaining nothing from it. The only thing he can do is lose. And oh, by the way, he's just kicking some ass in the Charts Challenge as well. One of my highlights of the year, and probably yours too, is, you know, we got the opportunity to play some team slots with Kreisel in Vegas, which is
for sure
just an experience in and of itself. apparently he did really well this weekend in Vegas too, which was awesome to see. But I'm just thankful for Kreisel. I mean, just obviously everything that he went through in the Army and, you know, all that, to turning it just into the positives that he does for people. And I know he touches a lot of people, and he's inspirational to a lot of people as well. So I mean, just, you know, I'm thankful for him all the time, but, you know, especially at Thanksgiving when you stop and reflect, I'm thankful for Kreisel. So, let's move initials to like 6:30 a.m. and let Kreisel play every single week.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that. And he is a force and a great human being.
Yep.
Well, this is going to be tough. I mean, it's tough to follow highlighting John Kreisel, but number two on my list is Zach Daniels.
Yes.
Mr. Halvorsen, he really has splashed onto the scene here after his breakout performance in Las Vegas. From, you know, his initials pre-caps, his work on the
Those are brilliant.
They are absolutely brilliant.
The little segments that he puts together are they're brilliant. And I don't know if you heard the after party this week when Hawk was talking about the little Viking highlights that he'll put together in like 2 minutes to bump back with after a commercial during a Vikings game. So, I mean, he's brilliant, and he does those really, really quickly. So that takes a ton of talent and skill to pull that off.
Right. Yeah. No, he's just a super talented dude. Very fun. You know, can't get me enough Zach Daniels, Beam, Honey, and now White Claw. He's just been such a good addition to the mix this year. Kind of adds like a younger, youthful element along with Tommy on the show. And really, aside from a couple too many puns and rips on the St. Cloud State hockey team, he's just great, and I'm very thankful for Zach Daniels.
Indeed, yes, he is. He's awesome, and you never. Sometimes when he starts talking, because he always uses like almost all the guys have like different tones when they're being funny or when they're being sarcastic or when they're being serious. And Zach, it's like the same tone. So it usually takes me about half a sentence to figure out whether Zach's being serious or not. So, it's kind of different, kind of fun. So, all right. Well, next up on my list is Sauce himself. So, and specifically the, some of the texts that I get from Sauce, which, you know, for those of you that think, you know, sometimes Sauce, like, you know, overreacts or, you know, jumps to conclusions and things like that, and he's just kind of, and you think it's part of his bit. My experience, it's not a bit. the best is when he's in Vegas and he's got a greasy parlay going, and he'll be close to hitting something, or a team will, you know, cost him the parlay. And it's like watching, you know, if you've ever been in a hospital, watching one of those EKG machines, that's exactly what Sauce's attitude is like when he's got money on the line. So, Sauce is just a great dude. I've gotten, you know, got the chance this year to interview him a couple of times, and he's the best. I mean, he's absolutely the best dude ever. And he's super generous with his time. Legitimately a super nice dude, and makes me laugh. I mean, when Sauce isn't on the show, like this week when he's not on the show, it's like there's something that's missing for me, you know. And I just wait for those little Sauce drop-ins, or the times when he's not paying attention, or just all the things that are Sauce. So very thankful for Sauce that he's on the show, and you know, I'm just looking forward to getting him back after his much deserved vacation.
Well said. And good for you on the text, by the way, too.
Sometimes.
All right. Well, I have for my number one, I have Chris Hockey, Corey Cove, and Paul Meatsauce Lambert. They're just super genuine guys. Outside of listening to them for the last 10 years every day, they're just really great people. I'm glad that I've met and got to talk to, and we've even interviewed them on our podcast. Just great guys, and I really appreciate all the hard work that they put into the show. And it's turned me into a morning person. Never used to be a morning person till I started listening to this show. And every morning when I wake up, I can't get to the iHeart Radio app fast enough. So I really appreciate everything that they've done, and I wish them another 18 years of success after this.
Very well said, and I will definitely echo that. Each one of them, for sure, and even, you know, and some of the people that are some of the regulars and stuff, have done things for me or for us that they haven't gotten any credit for, or that nobody has seen. And I can, you know, I can just legitimately say that they're the best. And it's, you know, they're always willing to give us some time or do things for us. And, it's super appreciated. So, awesome dudes, and, very good. Well, my last one that I have is none other than Chris Hockey's speech itself. It's like one of the days on the Power Trip calendar that basically defines the year. I love Cardboard Charlie counts down to the speech. I think he starts counting down to the speech in about April. So, which I love to see that. It's like, all right, only X number of days till Hawk's speech. And so it's awesome to see that. But, you know, as a parent of a child, and I think those of you out there that have kids, you know, it really does hit home. And, you know, I used to be the kind of person where it was like, yeah, let's, you know, we'll do Halloween, then we'll do Thanksgiving, then we'll do Christmas. And my son happens to love Christmas, loves everything about Christmas. And I have just totally gotten on board with, you know what, November, let's do Christmas, man. Yeah, we'll stop and take our little time for Thanksgiving here this weekend. And we're, you know, doing our Thanksgiving show here tonight. But yeah, we're fully in Christmas mode by, you know, the middle of November. And it really, you know, just hearing that speech, you know, it just kind of drives it home every year. And it's a great sentimental speech. Hawk is just amazing delivering it every year. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of the same every year, and yet every year it's unique. And he puts different touches on it, and it's I look forward to it every single year. And I would love to, I wish there was a way to monitor the number of people that are listening live to the show at any one time, because I've got to believe the speech is one of the moments of the year for people to just tune in. And it's absolutely can't miss radio, and I love it every year. So I'm very thankful for Chris Hockey's speech.
Well said. That, yeah, it is. It's a circle date on the calendar every single year. The last couple of years, I've even, you know, typed it out, and I've actually had a couple of people have me send the PDF their way, and spread the message. I even saw there was a kid. I think I might have even talked about this on another podcast, but there was a kid who stood up in front of the class and read it to his students, and it's not a bit. Like, it's the reason for the season. Chris Hockey gets me into the Christmas season. So thank you, Hawk.
Absolutely. It's time for quotes, notes. Dave, what have you got for us this week?
All right. Well, I got a lot, and I'm going to try to bring a little more energy because this is supposed to be somewhat of like Tommy's notes, but with a less energetic, non-human cocaine person.
Now, wait a second. You just called them Tommy's notes. It's Tommy's takes. Quotes notes is your thing, your ripoff of his bit.
I'm already blowing this, and I haven't even started the segment yet. Well, lower your expectations, folks. Here we go. First off, I think it'd be really fun to get high and hang out with Zach Daniels in Las Vegas. Just feel like that would be really fun. So that's a random note there.
Sounds like an invitation.
It does. Well, I mean, we did have a foot-long margarita together in the sports book, so I feel like we're working our way towards you know, taking some edibles or you know, see what happens out there in Vegas.
We need to get his ass to the Pie Gow table is what we need to do. Speaking of which, that $2.3 million jackpot that got hit on Pie Gow. For anybody that doesn't believe in Pie Gow, come on. So anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that was insane. Number two, Corey and Carly were jamming out to Outkast Rosa Parks this morning. Absolute banger. Even saw our fanboy himself, the Bets and Quotes podcast quotes, tweet out that he thinks that they should play more Outkast on the show, and I agree. Next up, Hockey's row, row, row the boat bit on Monday. I mean, we already touched on it, but I am a big fan of it. I think it's fantastic, and I love it. Next up, Hawk's fake cameo bit on Tuesday morning was genius.
Brilliant.
They brought up the Mark McGrath thing that kind of went viral of a girl breaking up with her boyfriend via Mark McGrath on Cameo. Yeah, I think Corey, Hawk, and Sauce should all get on Cameo. I'm sure they would get a ton of rubes to go ahead and do that. I'm sure we would even do it.
Oh, yeah. And I think the hilarious thing, if the three of them got on Cameo, would be to see what level they would price themselves at. I think that would be a hilarious bit. And I think it's something that Corey would definitely point out to everybody that the different price levels that each of them are at. So I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Well, I saw next up here we have – I saw Mr. Rogers last Friday. I know you did as well, Chuck.
Yes, a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It was absolutely outstanding.
Yes.
Kind of a little bit emotional for me, if I'm being honest. I used to watch it at my grandma's house whenever I got brought over there. We would have spaghetti or noodles with ketchup and butter. And we would watch Mr. Rogers, and so that kind of, you know, brought back some great memories. But great movie. Like Mr. Z said, it was not what I expected. Matthew Reese was, shockingly way more of the movie than I thought it was going to be. And, all in all, I thought it was great. I would give it, probably 9 to 9.5 meat ropes, and it is an absolute go see it.
100% agree. And for those of you that are a little more old school out there and remember John Ritter, Matthew Reese is a dead ringer for John Ritter. And like the whole movie, it was almost distracting to me how much he looks like John Ritter in that movie. And so anyway, that was, I 100% agree. Go see it. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It was fantastic. And it got to the point where Tom Hanks was so good as Fred Rogers. By the end of the movie, I like in my mind, I'm like, what the hell does Fred Rogers look like? I'm like, I totally dove into Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers. So absolutely go see it.
All right. Well, next up here, the guys and Carly talked about their favorite Thanksgiving dishes this morning. Hands down, my favorite is scalloped corn. Do you have one, Chuck?
Probably just the way my mom makes mashed potatoes, because she puts cream cheese in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Off the charts. It's a total game changer. And she makes awesome gravy, too. But the potatoes are so good, you legitimately don't even need the gravy to make them fantastic.
Right.
It's one of the – it's probably – I think at our family gathering is usually about 60 people, and the potatoes are like the first thing to be completely gone because everybody loves those mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I'd never had mashed potatoes with the cream cheese in them until I met my fiance, and that's all her family does, and they eat meat and potatoes all the time, and they're son of a bitch, those mashed potatoes with cream cheese, just unbelievable.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm so hungry right now. next up, very random, but from Tuesday's show. They're talking about new flavors of Kit Kats. Hands down, the best Kit Kat flavor is green tea. This might sound very, very odd. My fiance's been to Japan a couple of times, and she always brings me home some green tea Kit Kats. It's just hands down the best flavor. If you say it's wrong, then you're fucking wrong.
I haven't tried it. It sounds weird to me. I would definitely be willing to try it.
Right, yeah, I was very hesitant to even try it, but it's the goat. Next up, and finally, this is probably the hottest topic going right now, and my friends, we have a true seltzer debate. I've been torn, for a while between White Claw and Truly, and the decision isn't getting any easier. Over the weekend, Zach Halverson was at the Tin Shed down there on West 7th for a Wild event, and he came out as Team White Claw at all. So, of course, Tommy is on Team Truly with his sponsorship of Tommy's Tailgates. And, I don't know. I mean, this one's really eating at me. I really found the seltzer game in Las Vegas last year on the Power Trip. And Truly was really there for me when I needed it the most. On top of that, Smitty gave me a Hawaiian print Truly hat that he got from the Tommy's Tailgates this year. So I am declaring myself like a recruit in high school, a five-star athlete. I'm putting on the Truly hat, and I am Team Truly.
Yeah, they're both awful, and White Russians is the correct answer.
Okay.
100%. All right. Well, I've got one to piggyback on as well. I don't have a good name for when I add one in. The only thing I could come up with was Bet's Regrets, because I regret that I wasn't there to deliver it. But maybe a Rube out there will have a much better idea for a name for when I add one. But mine happened on the After Party podcast, and the reason I found it interesting is because what I thought and what I was about to say is exactly what Hawk said about 2 seconds later. So I will play the first part of the clip and then what I would have said, and then I'll play the full clip as it actually played out. So here is what happened initially.
Dude, it was unanimous. All five gals said that there's no way you do.
At that point, I would have said, there's an owl in here. Here's how it actually played out.
Dude, it was unanimous. All five gals said that there's no way you do.
Who said that?
Is there an owl in here?
just crack me up, because Hawk said exactly what I was thinking. So that's my little drop in.
Well, and that brings it back to, Corey's old whoo. They used to play that sound all the time when Corey was owly about everything. So they should bring Owly Corey back. That was a good bit.
It is a good bit. And I think there's a Twitter account out there for that, I'm sure. So
I'm sure there is.
All right. Well, we did trivia a couple episodes ago. And the question was, Corey famously talks about not leaving his house or his basement for that matter. He's very particular about what temp he sets his basement at. What degree does Corey set his basement at? And I will tell you, Dave, this was by far the most popular trivia question you ever asked, because we got a buttload of answers to this. And most of the Rubes got it right. I think there was only a couple that got it wrong. What I love about our Rubes is the correct answer is 62 degrees. About half of our Rubes answered 62 degrees, bitch.
That's awesome.
I love our Rubes. All right. So the random winner is Steve J. So Steve J, you correctly answered 62 degrees, and you were the name I randomly chose to be our winner. So
Pussy. Attaboy, Steve.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody's a Steve at a live event, right? So if you see us and you want to be a Steve, come up and we owe you a drink. So congratulations on getting that right. And thanks to all the Rubes that totally made me laugh by answering 62 degrees, bitch. So, all right. Well, last but not least, we made you wait till the end for our locks of the week. I'm on a little bit of a winning streak here. It was actually a pretty good NFL weekend for me once again. The Seahawks game was an absolute lock. I should have put way more money on it than I did.
I put 2 units on Moneyline and 2 units on the side.
I should have put a lot more on it. But nevertheless, it was an easy lock. So I won last week. Dave, you did not. So you were still at 7-5. I'm at 6-6. So as a show, we are still 2 games above 500. And we will try to extend that this week. Why don't you go first with your lock of the week?
All right. Well, I am making a promise that I will never bet on the Green Bay Packers again. Last week was ugly. We're going to get back on the winning track. And, of course, I am taking my lock of the century, lock of the week until throughout the end of the season, and it's just Tampa Bay over. Whatever game Tampa Bay is in, I'm taking the team over. Don't care the number, don't care who they're playing against, where they're playing it. I'm taking Tampa Bay over, and I think it is 48.5, and hold on, let me look it up.
Yep, that's what I got on Bovada is 48.5.
Oh, they play the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I am taking the over at 48.
All right, beautiful. All right, well, for my lock of the week, there's a lot of tough games on the board this week. There are a lot of like crap teams playing crap teams, and you never know what you're going to get out of that. So I'm going to actually go ahead and give up a bunch of points. I am going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Oakland Raiders. The Chiefs have not played at home since you and I were at the game, Dave. Believe it or not, that was the last Chiefs home game. They are back at Arrowhead this weekend. They destroyed the Raiders when they played them earlier this year. They really probably could have won by 50 if they wanted to. The Raiders looked hideous in New York. Mahomes is getting healthier every single week. I just see this as a classic game where Andy Reid is just going to go out and play long ball and blow the Raiders out. So I say lay the 10 points, take the Chiefs. It's going to be a blowout. You're looking at a 28 or 34-10 kind of game with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I really like that too. It's always tough to take. I mean, I took the Saints stupidly at 9.5. I just always think over a touchdown favorite is, it's hard to pull that trigger, but
it is tough. Yep.
I really like that.
Yeah, there's three games on the slate this week that are all 10, and they're all a little bit tempting, but that Chiefs one especially, I really think they're gonna put a whooping on the Oakland Raiders and put that division to rest. So we'll go with that. All right. Well, that will do it for this week's show. Thanks, you guys, for so much for listening. I hope everyone has an awesome and safe Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And we'll be back hopefully next week with another episode. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. We will see you next week.
Touch it.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.